A very exciting discovery was announced this week from scientists who are at the University of Manchester, and they've been exploring the question of how do you tackle the problem of MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And one of the scientists who is behind that work is Professor Andrew Bolton, and he joins us to talk about it now. Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
Thank you for agreeing to talk about the study. What was the basis for the work?
Well, I'm a clinician, and we treat a lot of diabetic patients with foot ulcers as a consequence of loss of sensation and vascular disease that can injure their feet. They're often infected and we treat them with antibiotics. But after treatment with routine antibiotics, it's not unusual to get resistant organisms colonizing the wound. And we have been using for the last 10 years or so maggots, or if you prefer it, larva therapy to treat these wounds. And we observed about a couple of years ago that a number of the MRSA contaminated wounds seemed to be cleared of this contamination by treatment with the larvae.
Is MRSA a major problem now in the community? Because traditionally, yeah, this was something which we bred in hospital by wide-scale use of antibiotics, and largely it was a hospital problem. So are you saying that now this is very much a community problem? There's people out there in their homes with it?
Sure, this MRSA is everywhere, basically. It was more common in hospitals, but much of the MRSA we see now is community-acquired.
And so presumably it's therefore a problem to get rid of, because if you just chuck antibiotics at these patients, actually because it's MRSA, it's very difficult to clear.
Absolutely. These are very resistant organisms to a number of the more regularly used antibiotics. And MRSA develops because we've knocked out most of the sensitive organisms. So the challenge is how to remove this, because we've already published a paper some years ago showing that those wounds contaminated with MRSA are slower to heal.
So what did you actually do in the study to exploit the maggots?
Yeah, the first study we did was an observational treatment of consecutive patients with MRSA colonized wounds with larva therapy. And we apply about 100 sterile larvae of the green bottle fly to the wound. And these stay on for about 3 to 5 days. They go on the size of a small grain of rice, and they come off about 10 times larger, the sort of maggot you could see for fishing, tackle. So we used about 3 to 5 applications of these, and of 13 consecutive cases, 12 were completely cleared out of the MRSA.
Why is that? What are the maggots doing that antibiotics won't do?
Well, that's what we're working with our microbiologists to see. But it does appear that the maggot is a bit like a magnet, and you can imagine the MRSA as iron filings. And it appears to be attracted to the cuticle. But we're also dissecting out larvae removed from wounds to see if they ingest them, and we're looking at a number of possibilities that maybe some of the substances they secrete, for example, that kill off or at least stop reproduction of the MRSA bacteria.
So in other words, the maggots' digestive juices that they're squirting onto the tissue that they're then going to eat are in some way also toxic to the bugs?
That's possible. I mean, that's been known for some time, that these may have a bacterial killing property. And of course, the ideal would be to take this further, to isolate whatever it is that is active in the maggot that is killing the MRSA, and perhaps to develop a treatment that doesn't actually require live maggots.
How did the patients feel about this when you said to them, would you like us to fill your wound with maggots?
I think we don't quite say it just as you did. We explained that these have been used literally for hundreds of years in wound healing. That they're bred on a sterile nature, so they're not going to cause any problems, that most of our patients have nerve damage, so they have no sensation in these wounds, so they're not aware of the larvae. And the fact is that these really do digest and remove dead and necrotic tissue as well as infection. So they're very good at cleaning wounds to allow healing to follow afterwards.
And when people do get the sensation of the maggots in the wound, what do they say they feel like?
Sometimes they're aware of just like a tickle or pins and needles, or sometimes aware of minor movement, but it's difficult to know how accurate that description is, or rather it is that they know that they're there.
So presumably now you want to try this not just in diabetic people, but in people with all kinds of wounds, and see if you can have something which will attack MRSA in an effective way.
Well, absolutely. I'm a diabetes specialist, so we now have a grant to do a proper trial, because this is suggestive and not proof. In medicine, we need actual proof from a randomized controlled trial, so we're about to start a trial where we randomize patients to either have larva therapy or a more standard treatment, and to confirm our initial observations.
Thanks very much for joining us to talk about it, Andrew, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Professor Andrew Bolton, who's from the University of Manchester, describing how they've used in the people with diabetes and diabetic ulcers maggots to remove MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And following on from that microbiological theme, if you like, on next week's edition of The Naked Scientist, we'll also be exploring why about 10 million people in the UK end up locked to a loo seat for longer than they'd like to be every single year just because of food poisoning. We'll be talking about how microbes cause food poisoning, and that's both bacteria and viruses. And we'll also be finding out some funky facts about fungi. Phil?
Back to this week, coming up shortly is Richard Van Norden from Chemistry World to explain to us why tomatoes once tasted like cucumbers and other chemistry news.